If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
It was a conversation that I have pretty much almost every other week when people come up to me and ask about my kids, or they say, "I've watched your kids grow up on the radio, on the socials."
Yeah.
Since JoJo was born, literally on the radio, and he's 21 now, they always ask about my kids, and they always ask if my oldest JoJo is going to get into radio, because now he's of age, 21, 20, 22, and that's kind of the age where you start looking for your career, and I don't see JoJo doing radio.
Even with him working here at the radio station, even with being on the radio pretty much his entire life, he kind of had a natural shoe-in.
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all the people that I know through radio, if I made the call, like, "Hey, could you give JoJo a shot?" They would give him a shot because literally he grew up in radio. I just don't think this is his passion. I don't think this is what he wants to do. JoJo wants to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, radio's not it, bro.
Yeah. What?
But I love doing radio. I love what I do. And not a million, not 5 million. Wait a minute, 5 million. Would change that because I'm literally living my dream. So we're asking you, with your kids, do you want them to follow in your footsteps? And if not, the why? We're getting interesting DMs right now. So we're going to talk to Allison real quick in Phoenix. Now, Allison, you heard the question. What would you want your child to do?
To be a teacher.
I knew we were going to get that call. I knew it, which is because we don't have enough teachers as it is. But okay. Now, why? Are you not happy at what you do? Do you wish you did something else for a living?
I love what I do. Well, I loved what I do. That was my dream job. I mean, I come from a whole line of teachers. My mother, my father, grandparents are educators and beacons in the community, if you think about it, you know. And so this was just a pride and joy to go into education and teach, you know, kids. But it's quickly turned into a nightmare, and I don't know how to get out of it. Just to cope, I started drinking, like, you know, like one glass of wine at night.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. Those kids are stressing you out.
They are. These kids are wild these days. And a lot of like the administration are like, well, take your time. These are COVID kids. And, you know, we've had workshops and conferences of how to deal with their mentality and their coping skills. But it's not just these kids, like their parents are enabling them. They don't take their time with them. They're not making sure they do their homework at home. And then when they come to school, they're hungry. They're underdressed. They wear their pajamas in my class. And they're always on their cell phone. If we have a test, everything is ChatGPT. Like, I literally had to learn all these AI apps just to know, okay, which one, does it sound like OpenAI? Is this Claude? It's insane right now, you guys.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, my dad's a teacher and he can relate to everything you said, because with the tests that they take or the papers they have to write, you have to go through that ChatGPT
stuff. I'd fail them all. Don't help being a teacher. I would have a 12-year-old first grader in my class. Like, nope, failed again.
You ain't going nowhere.
This is real life.
Just Billy Madison in real
life. I don't care if you're 32. You're going to take the ABC test all over again.
So true, man.
I mean, literally. Yeah, and not to cut you off, but these kids cannot write and read. It's insane. I teach fifth grade. By the time they get to me, we still have to go through grammar, like the basics of grammar.
Crazy.
It makes my job so much harder. On top of that, I have to provide all the decor for the classroom out of my pocket. I don't get reimbursed.
Yep.
So we started doing, like, you know, fundraisers in the community and like with local churches, and just to provide like snacks in the classroom, because these kids go hungry and we're underpaid. I don't make that much money as it is. And it's just, it's been a struggle. And I wouldn't wish this on anybody. And it's crazy because this was my childhood dream. Because my family were just, they were so great in the community and we were well off, but now we don't make any money.
Yeah.
We don't. And I don't wish this on anybody. So I've told my kids, do not do what I do.
Oh,
do
God. That is so,
this is
so
a teacher.
Sad.
This is devastating.
So sad to hear, because obviously we need teachers, but everything you're feeling right now is so valid, and you speak for so many teachers probably listening, and I can tell you're so passionate. This is what you wanted to do since you were a little girl, and probably you see your little girl just as you were wanting to be a teacher, and you have to tell her, like, maybe you don't do this because of the struggles that she's going to have to face. That's just a shame.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. It's terrible.
No, and it sucks that it's the reality.
I'm so sorry you're going through this, love.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, what would you want to have your daughter do for a living if not following your footsteps of academics?
I mean, probably join an AI company and make tons of money.
There you
I
go.
Mean, why not?
Be part of the problem. I like it. I like it.
Gilbert, we are building that data center whether you like it or not.
We have some dumbass doctors and lawyers one day. I'm going to tell you that.
What
right
are you talking
now.
About? We have the perfect answers. We have the cheat sheet.
Yeah. Oh,
clearly.
God. Well, thank you for all you do.
Yeah,
no one's
you
told
so
you that.
Much. We appreciate you.
All right, hon.
Thank you.
She almost made me cry, man.
I know.
Jeez.
I know.
Let it loose.
Yeah, let it loose. Hey, man, I don't know if it's going to get better with these phone calls. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Anthony in the Valley. So Anthony says this is the absolute worst job for your son to have. So,
wow, okay, that's intense.
Yeah. What would be the worst job if you had a son for him to do as a career?
I think of construction, just because it's so much like laborious stuff you have to
right.
do.
Yeah, so especially here in the Valley in the summer.
Yeah, when it's hot, the tools you have to use.
Yeah, big shout out to construction worker, man. This city's not getting smaller, I'll tell you what. JD, what do you think?
Probably a preacher, because both of my dad and my grandpa were preachers, and they are full of sin. So
okay. Bucky! Sorry about that, Bucky. All right, well, we're talking to Anthony. He says this is the worst job that you can have your son do. I guess his dad does this for a living. So we'll talk to Anthony up next. Morning Mess. Hold on, y'all.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. it's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.